Here's Wilson, and on the right side, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score! Ovechkin with a buzzer beater! It'll count!
And a hat trick tonight, number 21, Evan Bouchard.
Braden Holtby!
Hello, welcome to the Power Play Point Podcast. This is the Blue Liner on Point, your host with Caps Hockey Talk. We are live to tape. I am at the usual Tuesday afternoon settings in my humble abode I share with Mrs. Blue Liner here in beautiful Glen Burnie, Maryland. And with me, as always, joining in live also to tape from Centerville, Virginia, our beautiful, wonderful, listener-grabbing, never-crabbing, I've run out of adjectives that rhyme with abbing, she does do abbing, she does do exercises. Anyway, I'll stop digging a hole. And say this, of course, is our wonderful, beautiful co-host, Anna Knox, live from Centerville. Anna, how are you?
Yes, I am fabulous.
You sound fabulous.
I was just thinking, I do, right? I think it was the storms last night, like something blew, something crazy. Those were so intense. I don't know how badly you got them in Glen Burnie, but man, it was rocking out here, and I loved it. Oh my God, it was amazing. So go Mother Nature on that one. But I just had a thought when you were doing the intro. I'm like, maybe on our next episode, if there's a win tonight, we'll see how it goes. Our next episode, I'm going to start the show.
Okay. Yeah, a little different. Yeah, sure, we can do that. Why not? Why not?
See. Okay, go with it.
Because
maybe I would think of some cool intro for you.
Yeah. I think it's a neat idea. So what? Yeah, why not?
Neat. Gil, no one uses the word neat.
I do.
What are you, like 80? I mean, come on. All right.
No.
Well, I thought it was a funny idea, and now you've just rained on my parade.
I did not. We can try it. We try anything. We're very experimental here at the Power Play Point Podcast.
We are. We're flexible and we're easy.
Oh boy, you are right? You are definitely
a text message. You're like,
you are definitely in
I
a
do
good
it for
mood.
All the right reasons.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you
I
do.
Am.
But you said
sending the text messages are funny.
Yeah.
Because I know you're gonna laugh.
Oh, definitely. But you said you were...
Like when I tell you I'm going to have a cocktail.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't describe that. When you were talking before about something blue and something crazy, I mean, I thought maybe you were going to talk about a wedding for a minute there. But...
I didn't say anything about blue and crazy.
Well, it that's what it sounded like. And so that's what it came to my mind.
Oh.
But, yeah, you were mentioning about the weather and, ooh, yeah, how about this weather?
Yeah, it was crazy. Now I'm like, makes me cranky with the humidity. The last night's storm was awesome.
And very, very damaging. I travel along, there's this stretch of road I travel along that happens, we're in primary season here. In central Maryland, and everybody's got the campaign signs out, and there's a stretch of road where there's a campaign sign like every other yard, and
of course.
Just about every single one of them were either damaged or blown away or something.
It's crazy.
I just thought it was crazy and funny all at the same time.
Oh, yesterday was, I mean, I knew it was coming, but for some reason in our area, we live in like this really obscure little town, because for some reason all the weather is either north or south of us. And it's like Centerville's like, I don't know, it's got a, I don't know, some force field around it or something. But yesterday hit, it was insane. It was absolutely insane. The sky afterwards, I took a picture at like 8:15. And if you had just seen the photo, you would have been like, holy shit, like what's on fire? Because it just looked absolutely stunning. The colors and stuff like that. It was awesome. And I think we're possibly getting another one tonight. I don't know. I don't care.
Centerville, Virginia, where storms go to die.
Yeah, seriously. It's like, yeah, it's like we live in, it's like we have a force field around us. I swear to God, whenever it's like, oh, we're going to get hit with like, you know, 12 to 24 inches of snow, it'll be like a dusting just slightly north of us, a couple of miles, and a little bit south of us, buried. So maybe that's what
must be nice.
Right.
So
how about that series?
How about that series? How about it? Wow, can't believe it. And I had to watch the first game on the road. I was literally on the road. Almost forgot to mention, I was not at home. I was on the road because the family and I took a trip up north to Central PA, of all places, for my stepdaughter's college graduation.
So awesome. Congratulations to Sarah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. She's doing great. She's going to make a go of it out there with a couple part-time jobs. She's taken on and a new place of her own. And got a lot of things going on. So just want to give a shout out to her or Ryan as she goes by now. And love you, sweetheart. And
that's right. Congrats. Yeah.
Thanks.
Congrats, Ryan.
You know, it's just was wonderful to see her. Wonderful to see her graduate. So not to get too sloppy, sentimental about it, but I've mentioned on shows past that she was one of my inspirations to get the podcast going. So I thought I'd give her a little bit of a mention here, as kind of a thank you. Okay, so let's jump into the hockey. As Anna mentioned already, quite a series so far. Caps are up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Final. Still taking a bit of getting used to saying that. The Caps are playing in the Eastern Conference Final.
I know.
And really, really taking it to a team that just about everybody thought would be the ones dominating the series, and not quite the case.
Right. Well, and I will say, watching, because I watched both of them. I know you heard it, but I was able, you know, I was watching both games, and I will say that this is the first time in a while that I have seen our team out there wholeheartedly having a good time playing hockey. Like it doesn't look, it's like there's no pressure, but of course there is. But I think for whatever reason, I don't know if it's because that, you know, black cloud of the Penguins always kind of over them, and they were able to get rid of that, and like, I'm not gonna, you know, demons is like, it's a little excessive, but whatever it is, it's like watching them out there now, it's, you know, they're in sync. They're just looking like they're having a good time. And, you know, when you're out there and you're doing this sport or something that you truly love, you are going to find yourself relaxed, and you're going to find yourself, you know, good to go and prepared and excited, versus, you know, being tense and stressed out and overwhelmed and, you know, trying too hard, which is what we had kind of seen a couple of times, you know, when they were playing Columbus, and maybe once or twice when they were playing the Pens. But I've been happy with it. And I will say that I'm also just so excited to hear other names for scoring. You know, like, how great was it to hear Jay Beagle? You know, like, I love Beagles, and he is one of the hardest working players out there on the team. But you know what? I like to hear that name. Of course, I love to see Tommy back there, back, you know, in goal scoring, because you have such admiration for the Ovechkins. It's almost like you expect him to score, and Kuzi. But you know what? Hey, go for it. Connolly stepping up. But I'm going to say my little, like, teacher gold star, Kempney. Loving his game.
I will definitely agree to that. One addition I would make, and of course this is being made out a lot in the sports media, the hockey media anyway, but I think the one guy, aside from everybody else you just named, everybody's playing great. But
wait
for what?
Is it your boy?
Which one?
Is it your boy?
Which one?
Is it a Giveth? Is it a Giveth?
Oh, the Lars Giveth, yes. The Lars,
yeah,
be the Lars,
right?
Praise
how
be
awesome.
He be given, he's given us some great play, and he's giving some great defense and great offense. And he's giving over here, and he can't stop giving.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah,
absolutely wonderful.
He's giving good.
Yeah, he's giving it to the Lightning pretty good.
Yeah, you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he is.
and he's you
but
know.
I'm like.
Go ahead.
No. Sorry, I was just going to say, is that who you were going to?
That's
that
exactly
gonna
no.
Say?
That's exactly who I was going to talk about. And
right?
and he
I
has
knew it.
He has. Of course, you knew it. He's stepped up in the absence of the missing. Nicholas Backstrom, who I want to get into that debate a little bit. There's a bit of a to-do about now that the team is something of a roll. Do you bring him back, or do you keep on resting him? Let his hand get better.
Right. Are you asking now, or are we saving that for later?
Well, I mean, we can talk about it now. I mean, because if you ask him, you know, he will say. Yeah, for sure, I want to be playing out there on the ice, but my hand, it cannot grabbing the hockey club. And that's what we call the hockey stick out there. Hello, Anna, are you still there?
What was that?
What was what?
What was that? What was that accent?
That's how Swedish people talk when they
so not.
Try to talk English.
It's like yodeling. And that's so not how they talk. That's like my heritage.
But that is how they. Oh, it is. Oh, did I strike a nerve with you?
A little bit.
I'd be striking a nerve with you, Anna. I did.
Anna.
So very sorry. I was so very sorry about that. Would you like to have a go
it's
at me?
Like it. God.
Would you like to have a go at my meatballs?
Meatballs?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah, we Swedes are we famous for our meatballs.
How
very,
are you?
They're very small and very tasty.
Oh, God. Oh, Gil.
Okay. I've already reached my limit. The annoyance meter is going to top out, so I'm going to stop while I'm behind.
We're going to hit like 3 digits if you keep up with. Like, I don't know what that, like, that accent was. I mean, straight up, like, I don't know. Like, you should be yodeling in Switzerland or something, but certainly not Swedish. But that's okay. You tried. Anyways, back to Nicholas Backstrom.
So in all seriousness, you're on the fence. So you're not quite sure. Do we bring him back or do we rest him?
Well, here's what I think. Here's what I think. And we did talk about this last night on Sports on the Hill. And I feel like it had, you know, it kind of stuck with me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, going into a championship game. And I think this is what Carol had said last night. And I was like, couldn't agree more, is that you're going into a championship game and you're not 100%. you better believe your opponent is going to go after you. And that injury, and then some. So my thing is, why change anything now? You know, they look good. They've got a good flow. They've got a good chemistry. They're focused, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's good. They all look very, very much like a more of a relaxed team out there. And I'm not saying don't bring him back, you know, immediately, but I'm just saying, no, maybe that is what I'm saying. He doesn't need to come back tonight. I don't know if he'll need to come back on Thursday, because you want him at 100%. And if
definitely
he's not,
mm-hmm,
then it's going to do more damage. If God forbid, if somebody, you know, like Kunitz or freaking hate that guy, is going to find him, and he's going to be like, you know, oh, you know, you're a target, and I'm going to find that right hand, whatever it is, he's going to do something, and it's going to just absolutely make the injury that much more worse.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm sorry. So your opinion on faction.
I would tend to agree, except, you know, I would say that when the Caps lose and when the momentum starts to fade is probably,
yeah,
that would probably be a good time to bring them back. So I would not at all be opposed to bringing him back if, and I say if, and we're going into game three tonight. It's May the 15th, around 6 p.m. Eastern time as we're taping this. If the Caps were to lose tonight, I would not at all be opposed to bringing him back, and because you got to have your best players out there. You absolutely do, and that will provide something of a boost in case, you know, the team starts to feel like momentum is fading, they need
right
a change. Every team needs a spark every now and then, and that's the fear, I think. That is the fear, that complacency
right
and overconfidence are going to start to set in, because everybody, again, in the sports media has liked to point out, oh, well, the Lightning fell behind early in both of their series, and then they wiped the floor with their opponent. Well, not so in this series, and not so before, where in those previous series, the games were somewhat close. Not in these first two games.
Right.
And I mean, they, like you said, they played with a joy, with a confidence, with a certain, I don't know what, that we have not seen in a long, long time. And mm-hmm, this is a great time for them to do it. But again, my fear is that, you know, they'll start to think that, well, it's going to be this easy for the rest of the way, because I feel like we have not seen Tampa Bay's best effort yet. And so when they come at them with their A game, that's when the true test is going to be. And it's
right
going to be very interesting.
I don't know if I agree with the totally just lost my train of thought. I love moments like that. What did you just say that you feel
so
like
if they lose tonight, I'm not saying they will, but if they lose tonight, it would
right
be, I would wholeheartedly support bringing number 19 back for the next game to,
right,
if anything else, to provide a boost.
Right, but what did you, I'm sorry, I cannot believe I'm even asking this. I just got totally distracted with my dog eating a Lego. Good times. You said something about how they're playing, that they make it too comfortable. Is that what you said?
More or less.
Ladies, that's terrible paraphrasing.
Ladies, if you're listening, I have this effect on everybody.
Though that we just lose our minds mid sentence, we're like, yeah. no. Right. No, what I was going to say, though, is that I don't agree with that, because I feel like we've had high scoring games, You know, it's not like we're getting comfortable with a 1-0, you know, win or, you know, a 2-1. No, I feel like the team itself has proven itself to, you know, they're in the groove and they're having fun and they're doing what they're supposed to do. And is Tampa Bay going to come out crazy tonight? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I feel like there's going to be dirty plays, which we've already seen. And you know what? All that matters is that our team and our fans, we take it game by game. And if we happen to lose the game tonight or on Thursday, it's not the end of the world. And if we feel like we have to bring, if we do bring Backstrom back, I feel like the positive would be his calming presence on the ice. You know, because he mm-hmm. is, you know, you don't hear much from him. And, right. But does he know, like, where to put puck? You know, like, he's just so good. So I think that might be a good thing. But then in the same sense, Mike, but then who do you knock out? Who hasn't been stepping up in your top six? So do you put him on the bottom? I don't know.
Well, I'm not saying. Well, all right. So I guess you slot Eller down back to the third line, and then everything else, and Beagle back to the fourth, and everything else kind of returns, you know, back to where it was. I don't think it'll be that much of a disruption, or even.
Well,
I don't know because
they've just looked different these past two games, though. You know, and like, do you want to mess with the mojo that, like, that those lines have been clicking? You know, they just have, and I feel like, you know, the refs and whatnot, and Tampa Bay especially, have got it out for Wilson because they would love to do something, get him fired up, and get him suspended again.
That all goes without saying. But so, are you saying even if they lose tonight, you change nothing? And you just keep everything as it is and let Backstrom rest a little more? Is that what you're thinking?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, I say if they lose tonight and he's at least within striking distance of 100%, I don't see how you leave him out. You've gotta bring out your best. Sounds like an old Budweiser slogan. and just come out there and bring your best set of players to try and close out the series. They are two wins away from an appearance in the Stanley Cup final. You know, another something they haven't done in 20 years. Okay? You can't leave, and this is straight out of the Star Trek remake, but you can't expect to win if you leave your prize-winning Kentucky show horse in the stable. You know, you just can't do it. I say, you know, when he becomes available, he's got to be out there. So I guess we're just going to have to agree to disagree on this one. Again, mm-hmm. like we always do.
Again. Right. Well, I mean, my only reason for not putting him out there is I don't want him to risk a more severe injury. Because having him out, you know, it sucks as a fan to not see him. But I'm proud of the team because this is sports. I mean, this is exactly what's going to happen. You have a backup for everything, and they have to be as good as, you know, as you are, or better, or quicker, or whatever it is to balance it out. And I feel like, you know, if he's not 100%, I don't want him on the ice.
No, I totally get.
He's not 100%.
Right. You keep on resting.
Next game.
But, I totally get that. I do. But
okay.
There's also a part of me that says, look, this is the playoffs. You suck it up. You know, players play hurt all the time in the playoffs. You know, we saw who's that guy, Logan Couture. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I always mix them two up. It's Sean Couturier.
I don't know how he made it through.
Torn ACL. Played on a torn ACL. Good Lord.
This is a hand, wrist, you know, arm injury. And that's huge for Backstrom.
Yeah, well, for especially him, who relies on his hands.
We'll just have to see. Exactly. We'll just have to see. So I shouldn't be laughing at that joke or that statement, but yeah, that's where my head is right now. But yes, he does rely on his hands and his stick.
Well, you're just going to have to, if you're losing it, you're just going to have to get a grip on it.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Not me, you.
Hey. No, I'm fine. I tell you, it's the weather. Sun's just maybe a little bit crazy.
It definitely is. It is springtime in the DMV. You gotta love it. Yeah. There's that nice bit of warm funk in the air, and I'm feeling a pollen count like you've never believed, and it must be the 20-year pollen count that coincides with Capitals hockey advancing beyond where they're supposed to be. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, I think we'll end this debate by saying obviously you're in favor of resting him until he's completely and totally 100%. The latest actual word on practices is that he is I just had it. Sorry, bear with me a moment.
Please.
Was the same as it ever was, pretty much, in that he was...
Oh,
okay, so
that was
I'm
nice
referring...
talking heads plug.
I didn't even intend that, but yes, actually. Okay, so we're going to refer to, and we'll do the roll call of rooms in a second here. We're going to refer to Christian Levesque's brother, Stephen, from the True Caps fans room, who is always kind enough to post the practice updates as soon as he gets them. No lineup changes. Backstrom skated with the team, but did not take line rushes. Status quo. He's not taking part in the regular drills and the regular practice.
Right.
But he's out there, you know, just to stay acclimated to the ice. He is skating, and that's a good sign. But you know, they're being cautious with him, which in and of itself is the right move. But as situations dictate, I'm saying is, you know, you put him back in when you need him, and you're going to need him if all of a sudden this series becomes a lot closer than it has been.
Yeah, I agree.
I would not be surprised. So that's where I stand on that. And no surprise again, you out there, loyal listeners who are familiar with how the show has been over the course of this season, we don't agree. But no biggie on that one. Okay, so I'd like to take this opportunity, as I mentioned a minute ago, I want to try and make this kind of a regular thing on the show, but we have a lot to be thankful for from certain live internet groups. Yes.
Are you going to be thankful for me?
What?
I'm just totally kidding.
I missed that.
I wanted to stump you.
I missed what you said. I literally did not hear what you said.
I don't know why it keeps cutting out. I said, is this the point where you are grateful for me?
Oh, I'm always grateful for you.
I know. I was totally a joke, and now that I've had to repeat it, it's just not as funny. But that's okay. But
well,
yes,
I mean,
we have people we want to give shout-outs to.
Absolutely. But yes, without you, I'd be sitting here talking to myself, sounding like a crazed idiot. So yes, I am most definitely thankful for you.
So now it's like a duet, like, because we both sound like crazed idiots, so it's a nice little, yeah, it's all good. Little Hall & Oates, little whatever. I don't know. I couldn't think of any other duet that
was
more random than Hall & Oates.
That's not right? What I'm laughing at. I've got the... I've got NBC Sports Washington on in the background. I've got it muted, of course, but they, oh my God, they've got a commercial for Window Nation, and I kind of like glanced at the screen like real quick, and there's this woman talking about the product, and next to the a picture of her in the window are these big two big words in capital letters, double hung. I kid you not.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And it's Window Nation. So if you want to hop over to NBC Sports Washington, I kid you not, you'll we're gonna get in so much trouble.
I know that we've talked about it before, but that goes up with that Cox cable commercial when I was in college.
And that's right.
It's like priceless. I mean, it's like, who is the person that decided a bunch of employees in front of a Cox Cable building holding up a sign saying, "We're Cox," is a good point, and not laughing their asses off behind camera, being like, freaking idiots. But yeah,
oh
double
gosh.
Hung. Good to know. Good to know. But anyways, all right, shout outs.
Okay, so we are going to start out with one of the great rooms. Of course, I just mentioned them. Chris Levesque is an admin, along with his brother Steven, the True Caps Fans Facebook room.
Yep.
Also like to give a shout out to the Washington Capitals Hockey Fans Facebook room. Sonia Kendall is the admin there. Great person, very welcoming. Very welcoming groom, room. I'm sure if you go and ask them, if you are a dyed-in-the-wool Caps fan, they will welcome you with open arms.
Yeah.
Speaking of diehard Caps fans, diehard Washington Capitals fans, another great room to be involved in. They do a lot of great game threads. Check them out. And of course, Nova Caps fans, without whom my genial co-host would not be with me had it not been for them.
Right.
Of course,
God,
they cover.
How do you remember that? It's crazy.
Well, I have a ridiculous memory, and
but you don't though.
I do and I don't. And when you're a Caps fan, it can be quite painful.
Okay.
So I've had to take to a lot of anti-pain remedies for that.
Okay.
I also work for a lot of incompetent people, so that adds to that. But we won't talk about that. And
right.
last but not least, the Sports on the Hill podcast, which Anna is a part of. They air live on Facebook every Monday. You can listen to Anna in their opening segment, which is also always Caps Hockey Talk. Get to hear a more business-like, more serious.
I know.
Sports journalistic-ish. Anna Knox.
I try, although. They always make fun of me at the very end of the show, and it only comes up on True Radio Network, and it cuts off on the Facebook Live about Tommy. And Carol always say, like, "I'm sure you have to go and, I don't know, do some Tommy worshiping or whatever it is." And we always have a good little banter, but it never makes it to the live. But that's okay. It's great. It's great fun. And you know, it's but all the groups that you mentioned, I love being part of them and met some great people via social media, and that's great. So speaking of which, I told you this weekend that I wanted to add a shout out to and this gentleman's name, and he is a truck driver, which I think is awesome, and he was going from I don't know if it was Southern Virginia or he was leaving from Baltimore and going all the way to California. And so Eric Haynes, we are giving you this shout out tonight because you are awesome for listening to this podcast in your truck, on the road, and always rooting for the Caps. And I absolutely adore that. And so my second shout out is going to GNC Tire and Auto Service in Chantilly, because those guys have been awesome with my van and big supporter of local sports and local charities and things like that. So bravo to those guys, and hopefully they'll have my van ready tomorrow, and we can talk more cat stuff then.
Absolutely. And that was the name of that shop again?
It is GNC Tire and Auto Service. And they're in Chantilly. There's one in Manassas, but this is the one in Chantilly.
Okay, so that's awesome. GNC Tire Auto Service in Chantilly.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so I just butchered that.
I'll let it go.
But I'm sure they're hopefully going to get some business as a result of this.
Oh, they're great. I mean, lots of people. I mean, they've been around forever, but they're just, it's like going to a car dealership or an auto shop or whatever it is. In general, just going anywhere, you never know what kind of customer service you're going to get or whatnot. So these guys are really great and very polite and very professional, and it's all good.
Great.
But I have to tell you did you have another shout out?
No. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay. So I just find this absolutely funny after the last couple of games. So when you and I went live, a week and a half ago or whenever it was, I was telling you a story about how I was at a local winery with my girlfriend who was visiting from Tampa Bay, and mm-hmm. we met two other girls that joined our group because it had been raining and we were under this umbrella and whatever. And one of them is like a huge, huge Penguins fan. And this is when we were like coming up to like the last game against them. It was going to be like in a couple of hours. And she was awesome. We had so much fun. And I wish I would have got more information, to chat with these girls more. But anyways, so she says, well, since I know you're such a Caps fan and so anti-Penguins, I've got to tell you a story. And she says, my husband decided for my birthday to get me a Kunitz jersey. And she's like, when he was Pens, and she's like, I absolutely adore him. She's like, I know he's, Tam with the Bolts now, whatever. She's like, but it came. I lifted it up. Was like, oh my God, this is going to look adorable with leggings. I mean, she was so cute about it. And she just absolutely was like, I know he can be a total dirty player, but I just absolutely love this guy. And she said, so she went on like the whole day. Just, I've got my jersey on and whatever else. And she gets home and her mom is there, I guess, like for her birthday. And her mom says, what's up with the back of your jersey? And she's like, well, what do you mean? She's like, her husband, whatever his name was, she's like, he got this Kunitz jersey for me. And she's like, did you not look at the spelling of it? And she's,
no,
I didn't. So she takes it off, and it literally is spelled KUNTV. And she's like, I've been walking around, like, so happy because it's my birthday, and I'm walking around with a cunt's jersey on my back. Great. I think the story was, we were, like, out of tears. We were laughing so hard because she was just so like, hey, I had no clue. And I said, yeah, I wish I would have kept her number because I would have been like, listen, can I borrow that when they're, they're playing at home up here? Because I would proudly wear that jersey. I thought that was awesome.
that was hilarious.
Yeah, so it was a good time. So I had to just share that because he is such a douchebag and I'm so over him in the series. He's just like a annoying the hell out
well,
of me.
Well, I mean,
whatever.
That's actually a good sign if they have to resort to something like that. Although and at the risk of going on to another several minute tangent, I did not like what he pulled in the first game, literally and figuratively,
against Tommy
going up from behind Tom Wilson and ripping his helmet off and perhaps other things.
Right.
I don't know. Could have gotten him some locks of hair. And in all seriousness, you saw him kind of wrenching his neck back and forth for a couple minutes afterward, and I was kind of worried that what happened here?
Right, and nothing.
And of course, the refs let it go. Yeah,
of
nothing.
Course. Yeah, I was like, come on, he's head swings back. It was dirty. It was dirty.
Don't get me started on the officiating either. That has been awful.
Freaking blows.
Awful.
The officiating and the commentating. Again, I have to suffer through Mike Milbury, and I'm not going to today. Well, see, the thing is, when we talked about what did you tell me last week with John Walton, and you can
there's a thing you can do with the Amazon Alexa. They're also saying if you've got one of those deals. So I know you're dealing with a lot of Cox or the Cox people, or I'm digging another hole here. If you have a cable company, if you have one of those deals where you can pause live TV, where you have that set up, the latest thing is, if you pause it and you have the radio on at the same time, and you unpause it the moment John Walton says, "We're underway," then the audio will sync with what you will see on the screen. And that way it won't be like, there won't be this delay because it's on radio. It'll be, the audio will match with the video. So if you're fortunate enough to have one of those deals, then by all means, do please take advantage of it, because, you still got the same crew on and off the ice. Thankfully, no Pierre. I do prefer Brian Boucher, who's doing the behind the glass. They've got Pierre off in the West because, he's...
Well, I think everyone's convinced that Pierre was not...
crying in his giant martini glass or whatever. What's that?
He was I don't know if you saw in the game when Holtby came to... I don't know who he was talking to. I think Orpik. And there was this guy in this astronaut costume doing the Macarena.
Oh, him.
And I was in it, and people were like, dude, that guy's annoying. And someone was just like, Sarah McGuire, that has to be him, because we don't know where he is right now.
It's not. I don't know what it is, and I don't know how it's related, but that astronaut guy has actually been doing that thing in Tampa for a couple years now.
So it's
definitely not Pierre. It's something like what they did, the two guys in Vancouver, the green men,
right?
Kind of like those guys. Okay. Something like that.
He's been there for a while, but I just thought it was funny that someone was like, that has to be Pierre McGuire. So we got to suffer through Milbury and
what. But not again. Not if you have that setup. So if you do,
I'm gonna do that tonight. Please
take advantage of that. lost my train of thought there. So we did the shout-outs. It's dedicated to those fans. I really hate to do this, and I guess I could have done this at the beginning, but I wasn't sure. It's every once in a while, we have to report some sort of bad news every once in a while because, life, unfortunately, as much as we'd like it to be, isn't all sunshine, lollipops, rainbows, ice cream, and all that good stuff.
Unicorns.
And that stuff, too, and unicorns and other creatures with one horn sticking out that are golden and good to look at. And I'll stop talking like that.
Okay.
I'm going to stop stalling here and say that there was an unfortunate incident this past weekend with a good friend of mine. So if you have listened to the show from this season onward, from the beginning of this hockey season onward, then you have familiarized yourself with the all-new opening theme. With the guitar work And that is done by my good friend and co-worker, Joe McAllister. And his stage name is Slowy Joey, or Axe Joey. Unfortunately, he and his family were involved, well, it was mostly him. He was involved in a bit of in an accident in downtown Baltimore City. He was out and about with his family, and they were enjoying a day out in the good weather. He was chatting with his father-in-law, and then they went to go cross the street with his little daughter with him. And when all of a sudden a car came out of nowhere, lost control, took a turn too hard, too bad, or something, I don't know what happened, ended up almost hitting his daughter. Thankfully, his daughter didn't get a scratch. Well, did, because Joe managed to jump in time and push her out of the way. And so she got a few scrapes from that. Unfortunately, he took the brunt of it. He's going to be okay, fortunately. But he got scraped up and bruised up pretty bad, as you can imagine. Thanking, if you believe in God, you know, thank him. If not, praise some higher power, because it kind of feels like something like that intervened, because it could have been way, way worse.
Oh my God, it gives me chills. I am so sorry to hear that, but thankfully he is okay, and now, his daughter. Oh my God.
Unfortunately, there was another man, not part of the family, not unrelated, some other man that took the even worse brunt of that hit. Have not heard back on his condition. But it didn't look very good for him. So hopefully it turns out all right for that gentleman. Tragedy for sure.
Wow.
And I just thanking all the lucky stars in the heavens that Joe is going to be all right. So
absolutely.
If you're gotten familiar and like the new intro and outro music that I commissioned for the show this year, and enjoy that, do please give a thought and a prayer to him and his family. He's going to be all right, but just not
scary.
Yeah.
It's those moments where you think of all the petty, stupid things that really are not that big of a deal, and then you need to have those gentle reminders to not take advantage of things, to not assume things. You just have to embrace every moment, and your family and friends, and because things can change. I mean, this car came out of nowhere. How frightening. Oh my God, I can't, but I'm so glad. I'm so glad that he's going to be okay. And yeah, definitely we'll be pulling for him and his family from Centerville.
Yeah. I appreciate that. So for all you out there listening, any positive vibes, thoughts, prayers, whatever you have, that you can offer, as far as that, really, really appreciate that, because he's been a friend of mine for a while, ever since I started the job that I'm in about 4 or 5 years ago, and we've done some informal jam sessions, and then I decided to take the show in the new direction, and then I turned to him and said, well, can you do a quick thing for me? And he didn't even hesitate. Happened to have his own studio, and there you have it. So, an artist in the truest sense, a great human being in the truest sense, who gives of himself. And so, hoping for the best for him. So we'll close out of that, because I didn't want to drag everybody down, but I wanted to put that out there, because
it's important.
I couldn't let that go unsaid, and like Anna just said, it is important to take stock of the bigger, more important things in life, and let the people you love that are in your life know that they mean something to you.
Mm-hmm.
So That's really what this last couple minutes was all about.
All right. Absolutely.
Okay, so Anna, did you have any other additional and or final thoughts with regard to the current series that we're in?
No.
With the Lightning? None.
No, I'm calm. Okay. I feel good.
Okay. I'm feeling good too, and like I said, I my fear is that they'll start to change their play a little bit because they're getting complacent and overconfident,
now,
and that's always a danger.
Okay,
but I don't see it happening. I'm just saying,
okay,
it's a danger.
It is, of course, it's a possibility, but I'm going to go with the opinion of they've never been in this situation before, so they don't have any right to be cocky or overly confident, because we haven't made it this far, so now's not the time to be like, bah, no big deal, you know, so not giving it their all, and I feel like they are. So I'm hoping they can, you know, rock the red tonight in D.C.,
Definitely, and I think the coaching staff is going to make sure that they do stay on task,
right?
As far as that goes,
I agree.
So that should hopefully keep the momentum going. All right, so we're going to go ahead and end on that note. You out there in the DMV, the District of Columbia, State of Maryland, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, once again, hope you are enjoying not only the springtime weather, but this extended Caps playoff run towards the Stanley Cup. So we're going to, this is the Blue Liner on Point, signing off and reminding you you should not tip your waitstaff too hard, because if you do, you're going to crash your server.
Where
Hallelujah,
do you
and
get
let's.
These things. All right. Hallelujah. Go. Finish your
Caps. And let's go, Caps.
Go, Caps. God.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.